independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
If the administration had objections to the way Director Comey handled the Clinton investigation, they had those objections the minute the president got into office. But they didn't fire him then.
But they have now. How about them apples, Chuck? Comey, FBI director, no longer directing the FBI, has been told he must direct something else. I don't know what's going to be. Brokeback Mountain 2, maybe? I don't know. CIA 2, starring The Rock? Woohoo! Look, political liabilities. Politics is nasty business. There is a tie to this whole Clinton thing and the way it all went down, and then the Wiener computer. There's just so much that is hanging over, not counting the fact that behind the scenes, other things were going on. There's a worry about leaks and was potentially he going to become a liability? You saw last week that he had said some stuff about the, you know, thousands upon thousands of emails that had been sent back and forth between, you know, Hillary's subordinates and people underneath, only to find out it really wasn't as much as he thought. You know, instead of thousands, it was like 12 and 15. You don't know. And you've got the Flynn thing. You've got the Yates thing, right? Sally Yates, right? Yesterday, talking about Flynn. You've got the Russia investigation. Now they're looking into it. Could some other apartments are getting into it because the potential for money laundering may be. There's all of this stuff hanging over it. And this is when any good politician does what politicians do. You speak in sound bites. You keep it simple, stupid. You say big, crazy things in a mysterious kind of way that doesn't really answer anybody's question. And then you raise money off of it because that's the best thing to do, right, Chucky?
It is the only way to go. Only way to go to restore the American people's faith. Are people going to suspect cover-up? Absolutely.
Because you're going to tell them. It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up, man. I can hear all the other crazy conspiracy theorists coming out of the woodwork. It's a cover-up, baby. It's a political move. Politics is dirty. It's nasty. It's gross. Shake a politician's hand, then you go and you just steam dry it because you want to get all the stuff you can out of there, right? Look, it is a FBI Director Comey really was stuck between a rock and a hard place. He struggled in doing what he did. He said last week it made him nauseous to think that he had any kind of influence over the election. Well, you did. For some people, in their minds, on the left. For most people, they had made up their mind and their decision. She failed at a lot of things, but blaming you singularly as the reason that she's not president is stupid. It really is. But you were caught between a rock and a hard place. Right? We talk cover-up. Do we remember that? I don't know if we can... let's see here. Did somebody, a former president, get onto an airplane with then acting attorney general in Phoenix just to have a chat with no cameras and nobody else around? Did people scream cover up? Absolutely. Could there have been nothing there? It's possible. Possible they were talking about their grandkids. Possible they were making out. Come on, it's Bill. But think about that for a second, okay? Politics is dirty, it's messy, it's nasty. So if you're Chuck Schumer, if you're Nancy Pelosi, and if you're all of these people, you come out of the woodwork, you look at him, a person who you, months ago, chastised and blamed for the downfall of the president's race and the person who single-handedly broke the Democrats' backs when it comes to the White House. Now you come out and you martyr him because he's felt the wrath of Trump.
Every American will rightly suspect that the decision to fire Director Comey was part of a cover-up.
They're going to think that. They're going to continue to think that. They're going to push the narrative all day. They're going to use the word cover-up. It's all about phrasing and words. You put stuff out there into people's minds. They only hear bits and pieces of it, and you keep it simple, stupid. Not because people are simple or stupid. We're complex, but we like things in bite-size form, right? Fast food, bite-size form, give it to me quick, Cliff Notes version, go.
The first question the administration has to answer is why now?
I think they looked, Chuck. I think they looked last week. I think they saw the way that that thing went down on the Hill. I think they saw the fact that a guy was realizing he was struggling, that he was being thrown under the bus by both sides. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. And guess what? They decided this guy's more of a liability. He's an anchor. We don't need an anchor. We need a rudder. Let's get rid of him. Call him a sacrificial lamb. They're going to say it anyways, that there's all kinds of cover-up. He's tied to us. You know, let's dump him, and we'll move on with our lives.
We know the FBI has been looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. A very serious offense.
So that's where it's at. Very serious offense. Sally Yates, Flynn. What did Flynn know? Oh, my God. How is this all involved? Is it tied together? It's a huge conspiracy. What are we going to do? We're going to live our lives. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go about ourselves. But we're going to talk about this because, again, it is stuff that is important to a lot of people. But it, on the day-to-day effect of our lives, it has very little. James Comey, I think, was a decent man. I think he was caught between a rock and a hard place. And I think he tried to do the right things. I think there was times when he protected Hillary. And I think there was times when he thought, everybody thinks I'm protecting him, so maybe I'm not going to protect her. And across the board, there were issues in the way this whole thing was handled. It's more incompetence than malice. Let's remember that. More incompetence and malice. And also, it's politics. And he was caught in the middle of politics in a horribly bad situation because it was politic in season. And it was a race for the White House. If this happens a year and a half earlier, and he's got to come up, and he closes the investigation, then he reopens the investigation, nobody cares. But it happened, and it happened right before the election, so he was stuck between a rock and a hard place. And if he didn't do anything about it, and they decided to let it go, and magically she won, the right would be screaming, you knew about this and you didn't open the investigation. You colluded with her. You're on her side. It was a no-win situation. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
It is the only way to go. Only way to go to restore the American people's faith. Are people going to suspect cover-up?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Which way is it to go? The only way to go. Are we going to expect cover-up? Yes. Are we going to cover it all up? Yes. Is this what we're about? Absolutely. Cover up. Everything's a cover up. Everything. You name it. It's all a cover up. It is. And I think the one thing that hurt him the most when it came to this last week, right? The one thing that hurt him the absolute most was he didn't look good in front of the cameras. He was flustered. He looked edgy. He looked like he was a man that was desperate to hold on to his job, but also a man that wasn't quite sure if he wanted the job anymore. And it showed. He doesn't have the job anymore. He'll be fine. He'll write a book. He'll give $50,000 speeches. Right? All of this stuff will happen. He's going to be in the history books for the rest of his life. There's something there for you. Right? So this is the way that broke down. And last week was evident that he was a man that was desperate and confused on that stage, because he was feeling like, I did everything I thought was right, and I'm getting destroyed by it, and I can't, damned if I do, and damned if I don't. I wish he would have just come out and just dropped the hammer on everybody. Said, you guys are all crazy. You know what? I did what I thought was right. You guys can all pound sand. If you want to get rid of me, knock yourself out. Quite frankly, you treated me like crap. I got stuck between a rock and a hard place. If Hillary wouldn't have done what she did, we would have to investigate her, but we can't talk about that kind of stuff. And yeah, we're having to look into this whole thing with Russia, but you guys are making it a far bigger deal than it really needs to be. I'm over this kind of crap. And then he would just pick the microphone up and just dropped it, and it went, and then boom, he walked out. That'd have been cool. You'd be like, dude, that guy's a badass. Like Huggy Bear, right? That guy's bad-o. But he didn't, and now he's gone. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I talk about Betsy all the time. Do you know that people who have BMWs and people who have Mercedes-Benz, they're like five times more likely to post their fly rides on the old interwebs there? I'm not ashamed of Betsy, and I'm going to post a picture of Betsy here in a little bit. Betsy, is she my pride and joy? No, you know what she is? She is my workhorse. She gets me to and fro to the most important thing in my life, my son. I try to take care of her as best as possible, but she's a little long in the tooth, and that's where CarShield comes from. CarShield is amazing. I got extended coverage from them because I wanted to make sure that should something happen to my engine, should something happen to my transmission or anything else, that she is taken care of. CarShield will treat you like a VIP. You cannot believe what they'll do for you. First and foremost, the most important thing is you worry, your car breaks down. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Well, you got 24/7 roadside assistance. Okay, fine. Do you have a mechanic? Oh, I do have a mechanic. So, but do I have to send it to their mechanic? No, you choose the mechanic you want it to go to. All right, great. Now I pay them and they reimburse me? Nope. They're going to pay the mechanic directly. So wait a minute, Chad. 24/7 roadside assistant. They're going to pay the mechanic directly that I choose, but I'm going to have to rent a car. No, they're going to do that for you so you have to and fro while your car's getting fixed. Boom. CarShield's paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about high repair costs. Don't sweat it. Breathe easy, sleep well, save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Benson. A deductible may apply. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. Like I said, 323-538-2423, or you can always call us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
The court has no choice but to abate the proceedings of Inicio by vacating Hernandez's convictions and dismissing the charges against him.
That right there was the judge today dismissing charges against Aaron Hernandez. And in an old archaic way, he is now essentially not guilty of murder of Odin Lloyd, the semi-professional football player that he was convicted of killing, because he still had appeals left. And if you die while the appeal process is going on, they decide, based on this old archaic law, to wipe your slate clean. Now, what that does is it gives you, the family, the right for him to then go to the NFL and the Players Association and to go to the Patriots and say, we want our money. We're due some of the signing bonus he had to give back. And by the way, we would like his not only the death benefits for his daughter, but we would also like to make sure that he gets his full pension. It's going to be very interesting to see the way this plays out. Very, very interesting to see the way this whole thing plays out. And that's why a lot of people said his suicide notes were very, it was very specific when he said, you're now rich. To his girlfriend or fiance or whatever she was, you're now rich. Meaning, you know, I think he thinks that they're going to have to. This is my thing. What did the lawyer know? What did the lawyer know in this situation? Do you think the lawyer knew that he might do this? I mean, it's your counsel, right? So there's that, you know, client confidentiality. I just wonder, that did he know that there was the potential for him to go, yeah, I'm gonna skip this whole life thing in prison, and I'm gonna check out now. Make sure my family gets everything, but that's between us. Don't say a word. Don't say a word. Boom. I don't know. Crazy. Very much crazy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. A lot of people texted us about James Comey no longer being the FBI director, fired today by the White House. And people are, a lot of them all saying the same thing. Smart move waiting this long. Because if you fire him day one, what's that say? And you replace him with somebody you think is going to be on your team. You wait this long, the politicking of it all, it's hard to say there's a cover-up when you gave this guy 3.5-4 months in the job and he was already flailing at it. And for all of you Democrats out there who couldn't stand this guy in early November and you blamed him for the loss on November 8th, or was it 5th? Doesn't matter. November 5th. You blame him for the loss of you know, Trump's victory and Hillary's loss. You hated him. You were hanging him in effigy. You were burning him. You wanted him dead. It was all his fault. And now you're going to run out and martyr the guy in his career? He was given a raw deal? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Not buying it. Not going to do it. Just wouldn't be prudent. Not at this time. Not going to do it at all. It's not going to do it. No. Ah, man, I tell you. It's great. Just like that, man, in D.C., it just flips a switch. And like that, boom, things can happen. Things can happen. It's enough politics, though. I'm politicked out today. Politicked out today like that. You text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call the program as well, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel, congressman went on there in response to what was last week in Jimmy Kimmel's plea about his son and health care. Also, we're going to touch on Facebook, why you shouldn't let Facebook make you miserable. And too many people are letting it make them miserable. Don't do that. We'll talk about that. Much more. That's how we roll here, kids. We pack it all into the fun bucket on the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It is the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. We love it when you do. I don't know what CNN has on, but it's on KABC Los Angeles, and we've got obviously some SUVs that are government issued with Highway Patrol in the front and back. Comey was fired today. Is that him? Is that where they put him there? They told him, hey, you go to L.A. for this, and then they fired him while he was there. Sad, 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 sad. Last week, Jimmy Kimmel, the late-night host, gave an impassioned speech about healthcare. Obviously, the whole giant battle that was going on in the healthcare world with Congress getting finally through this American Healthcare Act that's now been sent to the Senate, which will be battled upon. He gave an impassioned speech, and a lot of people, you know, there was mixed bags. A lot of people were like, oh, my God, that was so heartfelt. And other people were like, he's stupid. He's an idiot. I don't want to pay for your kid. Sorry, your kid has heart problems. The usual, you know, bozos on both sides that are screaming and yelling. I understood where he was coming from. Look, you know what? You can look at people and say, you know, I'm blessed. And I am. I look at myself, and I'm blessed, right? Blessed. I live an amazing life. Now, I've worked hard to get here, and I continue to work hard. But I'm super blessed as I grow. I found out a couple months ago I'm a brand. I didn't even know what that was. I'm like, oh, no way. But I'm blessed at what I do. Super blessed at what I do, right? I live a really great life. I have an amazing son who I absolutely adore, who is the light of my life, and his life is blessed too. And I understood where he was coming from, because you can look at things and empathize because you want to do the right thing and you want to see people not suffer and go broke and the whole nine yards and have an opportunity to have health care. He gave this impassioned speech. And again, you know, some people over there, this is stupid, you're an idiot. And a lot of people over there, like, oh. But the message, I thought, was there was a message there. And I get it. So good on him to bring on a Republican congressman. I thought this was great. Bill Cassidy came on to talk about health care, and I thought it was a real good move because, A, it wasn't about bashing the Republicans and Trump. It was a conversation. And I think to get somewhere in this world, we got to start having more conversations and less finger-pointing and name-calling.
No family should be denied medical care, emergency or otherwise, because they can't afford it. Can that be the Jimmy Kimmel test? Is that oversimplifying it?
Hey, man, you're on the right track. And if that's as close as we can get, that works great in government. Now, we got to be able to pay for it. And that's the challenge.
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? Being able to pay for it, we always realize that. Can't ask everybody to, you know, who's paying a bunch of taxes to pay even more taxes, to pay even more taxes, to pay even more taxes. And then it gets frustrating. You got to be able to pay for it. But we pay for a lot of crap that we don't need to pay for. All right. But I love the fact that he had him on. Now, here's again, Bill Cassidy. Here's a guy from Louisiana. Here's a Republican going on a late night talk show where the butt of the joke has been Donald Trump. That's all you got to say. That's been the butt of the joke. Republicans are always easy to fire at. Old, cantankerous white men, right? And look, they do it to themselves, man. Some of those pictures last week about the health care and a lot of other stuff. Who's out there? It's a bunch of old white men. There's some younger ones there, but you can see how you set yourself up for it. Just like the left, right? You know, they got to check all the boxes in the thing that they think they need to check. But I like the fact that there was a conversation of somebody who political leanings were probably not the same, but to bring a guy on and actually to face a group of people, knowing full well the thing that you did, and especially to that crowd, was probably not very popular. I think, good on you, man.
And if they call their senators a Democrat, say, listen, don't just sit on the sidelines, engage. Don't wait to be called. You call. Call your Republican senator. Say, we got to fulfill President Trump's contract, lowering premiums with coverage that passes the Jimmy Kimmel test. If we do that, we get an American plan.
I like that. I thought it was a very cool thing. We don't often get that. You know, the only time you'll see a Republican on somewhere is when he's outnumbered 3 or 4 to 1, or she's outnumbered 3 or 4 to 1, and she's on with Bill Maher. And Bill controls everything. He's much wittier. He gets things knocked out to pack really fast. And he, you know, it's this I thought was like, hey, we're having a conversation about stuff. And people here don't hate me. And we talked about it earlier with the fact that we're so divided in this country that people are getting divorced, that, you know, 1 in 10 people are leaving their spouse or their significant other because of political leanings. And if you're a millennial, it's actually like 2.5 out of 10. Or bouncing. Politics is dividing us in a way that we shouldn't be divided because we're so focused on the R and the D. And we're also, and this is something that's human nature in a lot of ways, we're always focused about being right. And we never listen to what other people have to say. Right? We're hyper-focused. I gotta be right. I'm about being right. I need to be right. And you see that on Facebook. You see that on Twitter. You see that on all of the social media things out there. It's about being right in my point of view from my 50,000-foot stare that I'm looking down at everything, and I don't care that you have a different point of view, and this is what I'm about. And we become divided, and we get angry. And you look at social media, right? We already have enough problems with social media. I found this to be – I read a great article in the New York Times about social media and why you shouldn't freak out about social media. And I'm not just talking about the politics of it all, but it's making us miserable. And we're addicted. We're addicted to social media. We're addicted to things like our cell phone. We're all addicted to our cell phone. We are so addicted to our cell phones. And I am raising my hand. I am guilty as charged. Absolutely 110% guilty as charged.
90% of American adults have cell phones, and 29% of cell phone owners say they can't live without those cell phones.
could you go a day without your phone? Could you?
No, I don't think so.
Is it true you sleep with it?
Yeah, I sleep with my phone.
Where's your phone when you're sleeping?
Usually in my hand under my pillow. So, like, it's in my hand the whole time when I'm sleeping.
A little personal right there. You don't need to ask that. Now, many of you listening right now have fallen asleep with your cell phone. I did this week. I was reading a bunch of articles. It was really late. I don't know how many articles I had read during the day and the evening, 20, 30. I'd worked out. I had my cell phone with me, and I turned the TV off, and I was reading some more articles, and I thought, oh, I'm going to put some music on, some background noise while I do some of this stuff. I closed my eyes, and I woke up like an hour and a half later, and where was my cell phone? It was on my chest. We've all done it. Now, I don't sleep with it under my pillow, but we have. But the funny thing is again, we're addicted to cell phones, and cell phones give us an opportunity to do what? To become a storyteller in the life that we want you to see. So I want you to see my life the way that I want it. I said earlier, right, that 4 out of 5 people put up what? Their BMWs, their Mercedes, their awesome cars on the internet, on all of these, you know, Facebooks, Instagrams, because they want to think, oh, look how great my life is. I'm going to show everybody how cool I am. This is an extension of who I really am, when many times in life we have no idea who you really are because it's all, in many ways, a giant facade.
71% of teens are on more than one social networking site, and studies show that social media can sometimes not be great for self-esteem. One study, in fact, found that the more time people spent on Facebook, the worse they felt about their own lives.
If you're not having a good day and then you go on Facebook and you see how your best friend just went to Disney World and your other friend, you know, just got a boyfriend and everyone's having such a great life because we only post our happy moments, that then that makes you feel worse.
Boom. First of all, she's right. What do? We only post our happy moments. When you go out and have a bad meal, you head to Yelp and you tell the world, this restaurant sucks. Right? If you have bad experience, bad food, you will post it everywhere. But when you want the world to think you're cooler than you are and you want to make people jealous, you post pictures of, you know, your trip to Tahiti, your trip to Fiji. You don't know what people's lives are really like. You don't know what the facade is behind there. They could be falling apart. They could be stretched to the limit. Their credit could be absolutely ready to explode because they have done everything and they're living in a crazy world. But the whole thing is they're trying to get you to keep up with the Joneses. And I get it. I do. I mean, we all do. We all go online and we're sitting there and we're looking at Facebook and like, oh, man, that guy's got a girlfriend? Really? You know? Or, oh, wow, that's the house they bought? How are they doing? It's a jealousy thing. Because sometimes you're just sitting there, right? You're lounging around and you're filth, flarging, and filth on a Saturday night. You're eating chips and they're on your chest. And you're like, my life sucks. And then you look and you're like, oh, geez, everybody else is doing cooler things than me. And you get down. And you do. But because of our addiction to electronics, because of our addiction to social media, because of our addiction to always want to tell everybody that everything is amazing, this is what we're going to have. But you have to understand that what you see is most of the time kind of like a movie. You're going to get the best bits of somebody's life and the rest of the crap that makes them normal and brings them back down to the world is on the cutting room floor, and you're never going to see that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Is that a Kellyanne Conway sighting? How about
Indeed
that?
Indeed it is.
Man. You know what? She's going to be next, the FBI director. I'm just kidding. Or am I? Hey, you know what? I'm going to get Kelly for Mother's Day, even though she's not my mom. Sherry's Berries. God, I love Sherry's Berries. I think it was the great, immortal, incredible, absolutely awesome lead singer of Journey who left Journey and said, Sherry, get your berries. Right? You should get berries. Mother's Day is 4.5 days away. You could be an idiot. You don't want to be, but you could. And you could just get her a card. You know, you're going to be that person that goes and gets her a card. It's a big, giant card. It's a novelty card. And you're like, yeah, okay, you bought it. Get your mom something real. Get your wife something. Get the mother of your child something that they're going to go, I really appreciate you taking time out and thinking about me. Because Father's Day is coming around the corner. And you know what? You don't have a job where you have a tie to wear, but she's going to get you one because that's how much you thought about her. Don't do it. For $19.99 plus shipping, you get amazing, succulent, ginormous berries dipped in chocolate. Amazing goodness. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm starving right now. I'm thinking about the berries. They're very good, by the way. We'll let you know that. But here's the thing. For $10 more, they're going to double you your order. Boom. They doubled it. No way. Yeah, and they're going to throw in cake truffles. Boom. You are a winner, winner chicken dinner. You pick the desired delivery date. Maybe send it on Friday. Maybe send it on Saturday. It arrives. It's packaged. It's guaranteed freshness. And yes, you've extended Mother's Day a little bit longer, and that makes you a double winner. The only way to get this amazing berry deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. What you do is you click on the microphone, right? So up here in the right-hand corner, and then you type in my code, Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N. You double your order for just $10 more and get the free cake truffles. You better hurry, though, before this deal runs out. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Use my code, Benson, when you click on the mic, and you will be a winner, winner, that is for sure. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. It's Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show. Setting things straight.
Straight Oreo cookies. To tell you guys something, if you want to make $500,000, they are giving you a chance to design their next flavor. Now we are in the running because Anthony is awesome. We're not going to tell you what we're doing. It's going to be a surprise because we're already counting how we're going to spend our 500 grand. Although we have heard some very intriguing ones that we're kind of interested in that both Anthony and I said, I tried that. Like funnel cake Oreo, yeah. Caramel, what was it? Pretzel Oreo? That's really good, right? But Anthony came up with the winner chicken dinner. He really, really did. So we think we've got something. We're going to put cocaine in it. Wait, what? No, we're not. That would be hilarious. They're like, man, these things are addictive. Next thing you know, you're in the park doing stuff you're not supposed to. Man, I really need an Oreo. The double cheeseburger, chili cheese fries. Oreo? How about that? Right? Look at all of these things, man. But if you do happen to pick the one that they, the company that owns the Oreo cookie brand, decides to go with, you will be rewarded handsomely to the tune of 500,000 Oreos. Dollars. Did I say Oreos? The dollars. Dollars. They're going to be dollars. So 500K. Half a million buckaroonies just for you. You have to love that. I absolutely love the opportunity to win 500 grand coming up with food. That's a great idea. It isn't amazing, right? The world that we live in. There are people around the world who struggle to eat every day. There are people around the world who hope they make it through the winter or the summer. There's fighting. There's not a building in the city that they live in that no longer has four walls and a roof. And we have television shows about food. We are going to give $500,000 away to somebody to invent an Oreo cookie. We have the unicorn from Starbucks, which apparently is a big lawsuit now, which people have already thrown that out. The Frappuccino, the unicorn Frappuccino. It is amazing, though, right? Like, we are so blessed, and we don't think we get that. And we sit around, and we dissect why James Comey, who's going to walk away a millionaire, which he already probably is, with a fat pension, a book deal, and $50,000 speeches, and people will break this thing down. He said, she said, this, that, and the other. When if we really look at everything, our overall life is pretty damn amazing. really, really is. It's pretty amazing that you can go home at night and watch food porn, essentially, as people prepare stuff that's amazing, that you can order food and have it delivered to your house so you could cook it. We've taken it all out. You can make the same thing they make on TV, and for God's sakes, they'll deliver it. All you do is pour it in the bag and follow the directions, right? Pour it right out of the bag. It is absolutely, that's why I always tell everybody, when you think that, oh, you get down and stuff, just go, man, dude, you live in America. The greatest country on earth, the greatest idea ever, the greatest time ever, 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 and you're living in it right now. So if you fall flat on your face, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, as Nat King Cole said, and start all over again. Because this is it. This is what it's all about. Solid fun. Tostita Tuesday. We got through it. Tostada. Tostada. Tostada Tuesday. Tomorrow is Waffle Wednesday. It's going to be a great day. We've got a lot of stuff that I couldn't even get to today. You can always follow us along the way at Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Go like us. Follow along as we do stuff and text us 323-538-2423. We got through today. We'll make it even better tomorrow for Anthony, for Phil, who's still under the weather. My name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.